The federal government released a sweeping report on climate change last week that predicts more wildfires and catastrophic weather across the nation unless lawmakers act. But like most Republicans, Wyoming's lawmakers don't take the document too seriously. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
According to scientists spread across 13 agencies within the federal government controlled by President Trump, the West is slated to see even more devastating wildfires in the future if nothing is done to combat climate change. Wyoming's junior senator John Barrasso says he doesn't completely discount the report, though he says Democrats' solutions to the problem would cripple the state's economy in the near term.
Take it seriously. Some of the things that are being proposed out there, though, have even a greater negative impact on our economy than what's in the report.
Barrasso is referring to the so-called Green New Deal being proposed by progressives that seeks to get America completely off of fossil fuels. While the government report, that's mandated by Congress, predicts that by the end of the century, the economy risks losing $500 billion annually unless action is taken, Barrasso says the economy will be in shambles if Democrats get their way.
And the results would be more dire if you took into account some of the things they want to do now in terms of hurting our American economy with saying, no, we're going to make energy more expensive. We're going to stop using some of the more affordable sources of energy.
That logic is lost on Western Democrats like Washington State's Maria Cantwell. She's the top Democrat on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Cantwell says Republicans like Barrasso are putting their corporate donors above sound policy.
This is a cost factor to the federal government, and they know that because they're seeing it on fire, they're seeing it on drought, they're seeing it on disaster. So the question is whether they're going to own up to the fact that they could do better things for the future.
But Barrasso also says the report is misguided because there's nothing the U.S. alone can do to prevent its dire warnings.
There is so much of a fatalism of the report when you say that, when you look at the fact that you could turn off the United States tomorrow and it wouldn't have any really long-term impact because of the fact that China and India and others, their emissions continue to go up.
That sentiment is also echoed by Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, though she goes a step or three further. She wants to completely disband the Environmental Protection Agency and denies humans are causing the Earth's temperatures to rise. She says the report won't distract the GOP from driving their pro-coal and gas agenda in the next Congress.
The idea that you're going to, you know, continue down this path of just killing the fossil fuel industry puts our economy at risk, and it puts our security directly at risk, too.
Cheney is now the number three House Republican leader in Congress. And she says she's focused on combating Democrats' attempts to curb carbon pollution in the new year.
They tried to use the guise of addressing climate change to impose, you know, industry-killing regulations. And we've got to make sure that, you know, we continue to roll those back. And we're going to have to protect the gains from the Democratic majority now in the House.
Incoming Florida Democratic Congresswoman-elect Donna Shalala says Wyoming Republicans have their heads buried underground, while her constituents are at risk of losing the ground under their feet.
They're all deniers.
Yeah.
They're all deniers. There's no one in South Florida that's a denier. For us, it's life or death, even the Republicans down there.
Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi dismisses the government's report on climate change as a piece of work. But he argues having a vibrant economy enables more innovation in the clean energy sectors of tomorrow.
I'm for as clean energy as we can get. I'm a believer in innovation and think that we're doing that. And that will solve things if we get cooperation with it. And it'll keep the economy going.
While the majority of moderate Republicans who want to tackle climate change head-on were swept out of office earlier this month, a few still remain. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick supports a tax on carbon in order to combat climate change, and he sees his role in the upcoming Congress as trying to lobby his fellow Republicans from Wyoming and elsewhere to open their eyes to the threat of climate change.
It just tells me there's a lot of work to be done. You know, anybody who doesn't see the light on this yet, my job is to get them to see the light on it.
There you go,
part of
brother.
My job, not just voting, but, you know, convincing people to do the right thing.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.